Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support for this Friday, October 17th, 2025. Show is proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Have your host, James, here. And oh, am I excited. We get to talk about theater right now. And our good friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater have their Legally Blonde musical coming up October 24th through the 26th. And then coming back on the 31st and November 1st. We'll give you the details of that in a moment. First, I want to introduce some of the cast. I'll let you guys go down the line here, introducing yourself and your character.
Hi, I'm Sarah Struby, and I'm playing Margot.
Hi, I'm Sierra Lubon, and I'm playing Courtney and the court stenographer, and I'm a member of the ensemble.
My name is Ayira Broadway, and I'm playing Serena. Serena. Yeah, not Sierra.
And my name is Sid Martin, and I am playing Pilar.
Thank you all for being here. Appreciate that. And great rundown already. I was hoping we could maybe get a little bit of a synopsis on the show itself for those that have not seen it. Because even if you've seen the movie, I think that it's a bit different than the movie and stuff. So if you have a little bit of a synopsis you can give us, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, so Legally Blonde is about this girl. Her name's Elle Woods. And she is in love with Warner Huntington III. And he ends up leaving her to go to law school at Harvard Law. And she decides that she wants to go and follow her heart to Harvard to see Warner. She ends up making it in, and things definitely like take a turn for her. And she realizes that she's way more than just her blonde hair and her girliness. She is smart, and she is an incredible woman. So it's just about her story and her journey through discovering who she is just behind her hair.
Well done. Very well done. Nice. No notes. That's good stuff. I don't know about others, but I know when I've talked to people about this movie, and in particular, the movie itself is one of those ones that I find interesting because I know a lot of guys that love the movie and enjoy the movie. And it's not necessarily because their girlfriend made them watch it or something like that. There's something kind of relatable about Elle and her character and stuff. And I think that people really enjoy and like. I am a gigantic fan of Reese Witherspoon, so I watched it a long time ago, and I cannot imagine like her without the dog. I keep that image is in my head. She's had such a great career and had so many great roles, but boy, that just image just pops in my head all the time with her. I wanted to get to know your characters a little bit now. So again, let's go down the line. Remind us again who your character is and tell us a little bit about them. We'll start on the end here.
So I'm playing Margot, and Margot is one of Elle's like best friends, one of her sorority sisters. She's kind of the one that's a little more airheaded, a little more ditzy, just kind of there to have a good time, there to experience life. The party girl, the one just there to have fun.
Did you find anything relatable about the character, or did you enjoy playing the character?
Oh, I love playing the character. I am a sorority sister, so I am in a sorority myself at school, so getting to bring that part of my life back into theater kind of melds my two worlds together. It's a little difficult, obviously, being a little more airheaded, because that's not who I am, but it's fun to kind of dive into that and learn how to do it.
There's something about that as an actor to get to do the kind of almost reverse of what you are mentally or yes. Just as a person. I notice this a lot with clothing. You know, I dress like a teenager. I don't dress like a normal human being or an adult should or anything. So it's kind of nice sometimes to put on nicer clothes and adult clothes and everything. And act like an adult. Yeah, for you?
So I play a bunch of different characters because I'm in the ensemble. I start the show as Courtney, who is a store clerk who is a little bit mean to Elle. And then I switch over to being a sorority girl. And then I switch to being a Harvard student. And then I am also the court stenographer in the court scenes. So that's really fun because those are all completely different personalities. So throughout the entire show, I have to kind of keep switching between completely different characters with completely different personalities. And that's kind of what I do all show is just go back and forth.
Did you enjoy that?
I am enjoying it. It is a challenge. I have never had to play so many different characters before. So that took a little bit getting used to. And it took a while for me to figure out who each of those characters are and making each one of them unique. But now that I've kind of done that, I'm having so much fun.
Good, good. Really good to hear.
Yeah.
There aren't a whole lot of phrases that I think are ones that I really believe in or anything, but I genuinely believe that there really are no small roles. And in part because, take a role, the roles that you're playing there. If you took them out, could you really tell the plot? Could you really tell the story? It's one of those things we don't think about very often, but for I've played big roles, small roles, all over the gamut, and I it's one of the things I always come back to, like, well, yeah, I only had four lines, but three of those lines, you literally, the story doesn't go on without it, so you need these characters. It's an important part to do. It's also kind of free to just get to play a bunch of different roles and everything. It could be kind of fun. That's cool to hear and good to hear.
So I'm playing Serena, and she is another one of Elle's best friends in the sorority with her. And I say, like, I think on the scale of, like, ditzy to more serious, she's, like, right there in the middle. She's just kind of there to have fun. She's also a cheerleader for UCLA, and that is really, really fun to play. And it's just, it's a lot of fun being able to be all peppy and, like, fun, because a lot of roles I've played are more serious. And so it's really exciting to just be able to, like, just have, like, spirit and a lot of fun on stage.
And being able to try something very different than what you've done before, yeah, that's always a blast. That's good. And good to hear you're enjoying it. And one more over here.
Yeah, so I'm playing Pilar, who is the third sorority girl, Elle's best friend. For me, Pilar is, she's probably the more quote-unquote smart one out of the three of them. She thinks things through more, I think, and she's a little bit more logical. And she really cares deeply about Elle and wants to make sure that, like, Elle thinks through what she's doing. But she also likes to have fun, and she has a really kind heart, which I think that I can relate to that. But it's definitely been a challenge to play a sorority girl, because that's not a role that I would normally be given. So it's been a lot of fun trying, like, exploring a different area of my acting and figuring out, pushing my limits, seeing where I can go with it.
You know, it's I was talking to my mom about this when it comes to just old theater and the way the theater and plays were written for so very long. And 99% of the plays, you know, even before the 70s, we could say, but especially before the 80s, all male writers and writing female characters as a man. And you just don't really get a female character out of that. You get an interpretation of a man's idea of what a woman is and all that. For a show like this, Legally Blonde, I don't think that you may see it on the surface, but if you're paying attention and you're looking, like, you're seeing a lot of representation in this show. You're seeing a lot of strong female characters in this show. One of the bigger things, and I encourage anybody to do this when it comes to, hey, is this show doing a good job portraying women or portraying other people? If you have two female characters, can they talk about anything other than a guy? Like, are they talking about something that has nothing to do with men or anything like that? Like, it's a good sign of, oh, that was probably written by a woman, or it's at least they're doing a better job of that. Plays like this, they're fun, they're entertaining, there's a lot of comedy in it, a lot of sweet moments in it, but that can't get lost in the shuffle, that we're getting more and more representation out there. We're getting more opportunities for not only female actors to get out there and everything, but for different for audiences to get something different. It's nothing against Oklahoma or any of these classic old shows, but they don't hit the mark like they used to. To me, this all comes back to the human experience, and that's what theater is all about. I like TVs, I like movies and all that. There is nothing like theater, nothing like it. There is no other time where you're taking and you're breathing in the same air as these actors, the audience is breathing in the same air. You're literally in the moment with these individuals. It's a living, breathing organism, and did you get to be a part of just by showing up to the show and supporting the arts, which is something we encourage you to do. I was curious about the rehearsal process. How often did you all rehearse? How many times a week, for how long?
Yeah, so we rehearsed about 4 days a week. Sundays were our longest days, typically starting with a choreography rehearsal around 3 o'clock, shifting into a blocking rehearsal or a run around 6 o'clock. So, and that goes to like 9 o'clock at night. So we have long days on Sundays, and then we rehearse Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays around 6 to 9. So there's a lot of rehearsals, but it's also a short period of time because we started at the beginning of September.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. Hmm. So a little bit less than what we're used to with shows and everything.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that breakdown. Thank you so much for that. The rehearsal time, I think, is important for the audience to know because I want them to know how much time and effort and you guys are all putting into these shows. These are not paid actors. These are community members just like you being a part of a show and giving time out of their day to do this and everything. So it's all the more reason why we want you to come out, take in this amazing show, everybody. And again, the show is going to be kicking off October 24th through November 1st. You have opportunities to see this great show. You can go to CWAC.org right now to find out more information or get tickets. And of course, every show is going to take place at the beautiful Century Theater, 1800 North Point Drive, right in Stevens Point. Find out more there for that if you'd like. When it comes to encouraging people to take in the show here and everything, what would you say to suggest to somebody, hey, you want to take in this show? It's a lot of fun. Like, is there anything in particular about the show or any moment in the show that you want to sell or talk about or anything? Any of you? Anything you want to?
Yeah, I think it's a lot just about girlhood. And if I could, like, give my best advice about going to see this show is make a girls' night out of it. Make a friends' night out of it. Like go out to dinner beforehand. Like bond with your friends, with the people you love, and then come and enjoy the show because it's so fun and so energizing.
I love that. Instead of dinner and a movie, fellowship and a movie. I like that. I like that's a fun way to do it. That's a great suggestion. I appreciate that. And appreciate all of you not only taking time out of your day-to-day lives to audition, to rehearse, to be a part of this show, to bring your talents to the stage, but certainly putting up with me and my silly questions. Appreciate y'all for being here. Big shout out to Joe as well, doing so much of the coordinating for this. We appreciate you, man. Find out more, get your tickets at CWAC.org. CWAC.org. Keep in mind as well, CWAC's got a year's worth of great shows coming up, so you're going to want to keep that page bookmarked and keep getting tickets and keep taking in shows. Legally Blonde the Musical going to be at the Century Theater, 1800 North Point Drive in beautiful Stevens Point. Going to have their opening night October 24th. Shows go to November 1st. 7 o'clock shows for all of them except October 26th. You have a 2 o'clock matinee. Get your tickets and find out more at CWAC.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Break a leg, y'all. Have a great run.
Thank you.
We'll have more Rapid Support coming up for you right here at WFHR.